Today is Wednesday, December 2nd. What to know today about who will likely get access to a COVID-19 vaccine before anyone else, and what a new government study found about when the virus was really first here in the U.S. Also, what the U.S. Attorney General now says about election fraud. Plus, which two workplace tech companies are teaming up, which Hollywood star made a big personal announcement, and what to expect from this year's Rockefeller Center tree lighting. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The CDC could decide as soon as today which Americans should get first dibs on COVID-19 vaccines. Already, a panel of independent experts that advises the CDC made its recommendation yesterday, telling the Federal Health Agency that it should be, one, healthcare workers most at risk of getting COVID-19, and two, residents of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. The CDC usually follows the advisory panel's recommendations, and if that is the case this time and the CDC approves the plan, it'll then be shared with states. Now, to be clear, states are not required to follow the CDC's guidelines, but an expert told the New York Times most probably will. Of course, all of this depends on another federal health agency, the FDA, which is responsible for approving the vaccines for emergency use. That decision is expected in the coming weeks, since remember, the FDA is already reviewing the vaccines from both drug makers Pfizer and Moderna. If all goes smoothly and quickly with the FDA, states could start getting their first round of vaccine shipments as soon as this month. But already, the UK just announced early this morning its government has officially given emergency approval to the Pfizer vaccine and plans to make its first doses available starting next week. Now, this makes the UK the first Western country to authorize a COVID vaccine, and it makes it the first coronavirus vaccine in the world that's now backed by rigorous science, something the AP calls a major step toward eventually ending the pandemic. Of course, other countries, including the US, are not far behind. A new government study shows the new coronavirus may have been making its way around the U.S. undetected even before the first case was reported in China. The research suggests the virus was already in the U.S. as early as last December. That's weeks earlier than officials previously thought, since the first case of COVID-19 wasn't officially identified in the U.S. until late January. Now, to figure this out, scientists with the CDC analyzed blood donations through the American Red Cross between December of 2019 and January of this year. And they found evidence of coronavirus antibodies in about 100 out of 7,300 donations. Still, the researchers say widespread community transmission of the virus was not likely until later in late February. Of course, the virus has continued to spread since then, with more than 4.4 million new COVID-19 cases reported in November alone. CBS News reports Florida has now become the third U.S. state to surpass 1 million confirmed cases after Texas and California. And the U.S. once again set a record for the number of people currently in the hospital with COVID-19, reaching more than 98,690 on Tuesday. The COVID Tracking Project says that's triple the number of hospitalizations reported 2 months earlier. Well, there is a new coronavirus relief bill in the works, and it's considered a significant breakthrough after months of failed negotiations. A bipartisan group of lawmakers rolled out a new possible plan. It's a $908 billion bill that would give aid to state and local governments, small businesses, the unemployed, and more. At this point, it would not include another round of stimulus checks to the majority of Americans. Now, this new proposal is not a done deal yet, not even close. Democrats and Republicans in Congress would still need to come together to pass it and get the president's sign off, too. Many lawmakers are still skeptical at this point that they can reach a compromise since both parties have their own top priorities. Yet most would like to at least get something passed before they leave for Christmas break at the end of next week. If Congress cannot agree, millions of Americans could lose the bit of help they're getting now as more programs are set to expire. The White House has not said yet if it supports the newest proposal from the bipartisan group of lawmakers, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell does not seem sold on the idea. McConnell instead suggested Senate Republicans revamp their latest, somewhat scaled-down proposal, pointing to the need to get President Trump's approval on this and wanting to move quickly. But top Democrats criticized the move, saying the next relief package needs input from Democrats as well. President-elect Joe Biden says he hopes Congress is able to pass a relief bill before he takes office in January as at least a starting point. The U.S. Justice Department now says it has not uncovered any evidence of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr told the AP that federal prosecutors and FBI agents have been working to follow up on specific complaints, but so far he says they have not found anything that would have changed the election outcome. Even though Barr is usually known as a close ally of the president's, these latest comments are quite different than what President Trump has been saying about the election. So Trump himself and his lawyers both criticized Barr's latest comments, arguing that the Justice Department has not thoroughly reviewed the evidence. Separately, Attorney General William Barr revealed he's appointed a special counsel to review what started the Russia investigation back in 2016. Remember that? This essentially allows Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham to continue the work he started last year. But his new title as special counsel gives him extra protection to avoid getting fired by the Biden administration next year. So far in Durham's investigation about what started the Russia probe and whether anyone broke the law during it, Durham has charged one person, a former FBI lawyer who pleaded guilty to altering an email. However, Fox News reports that case has not claimed there has been any broader conspiracy within the FBI. To be continued. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Castle Grade. Castle Grade masks are registered with the FDA as an N95 mask, so you are getting a high level of protection with these masks. Yet the company says the soft silicone is specifically designed not to fog your glasses or leave marks on your face. And they're reusable and sustainable. Just throw them in the dishwasher for easy cleaning. So with one purchase, you get the protection you're looking for, while you also help cut down on the billions of masks being thrown out each day. In fact, that's why Dan Castle first launched Castle Grade. Plus, Castle Grade now has a new filter option available for smoke-affected areas during wildfires, for example. It's been independently tested, and the company says the charcoal filters serve a dual purpose for stopping both the virus and smoke particles. Go to castlegrade.com to learn more about all the options and sizes, and enter the discount code NEWS10 at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's castlegrade.com, and use the code NEWS10, N-E-W-S-1-0, at checkout for 10% off your first order. All right, now back to the news. There's a major tech deal to tell you about. Cloud computing giant Salesforce is buying the workplace chat app Slack in a $27.7 billion deal. The Wall Street Journal says it's Salesforce's biggest acquisition in its 21-year history, and it'll form one of the biggest players when it comes to business software. In fact, it'll help Salesforce further compete with the likes of Microsoft. Salesforce is likely interested in Slack, at least in part, because of the recent shift to more remote work. Remember, Slack is an online chat platform that a bunch of businesses use, and it's gotten more and more popular during the pandemic as more people work from home. If all goes well, Salesforce is set to take it over next year. Also of note, Uber has now officially bought food delivery service Postmates. We first told you about the $2.65 billion deal back in July, but it was just completed yesterday. TechCrunch reports Postmates will continue to look the same for users, at least for now, but Uber Eats and Postmates may now share some services behind the scenes, including sharing a pool of drivers. Together, the two will form the second largest delivery platform in the U.S. DoorDash is the first. Cyber Monday was the biggest online shopping day in U.S. history. Americans spent $10.8 billion this year, beating last year's tally by more than 15%. And while people were buying online, they were not just glued to their computers. CBS News reports more than a third of consumers actually shopped from their smartphones. And that's because more and more people have shifted to buying things on social media. Now, it is worth noting, even though Monday set a record, it still did not meet the original expectations. Earlier in the year, Adobe Analytics estimated nearly $13 billion would be spent on Cyber Monday, but the numbers ultimately came up a bit short. The Oscar-nominated star of the movie Juno has come out as transgender. Elliot Page announced the news on Instagram yesterday, saying he is trans and his pronouns are he or they. Now, this is a big announcement from one of Hollywood's most recognized actors. As Ellen Page, he starred in several critically acclaimed films, including two X-Men movies, Inception, and, like we mentioned, Juno. Most recently, he's starring on Netflix's The Umbrella Academy, and Variety reports Page will continue to play the role of Vanya Hargreaves in the series. Page says he feels lucky to be able to share his authentic self and also acknowledge that trans people deal with a lot of abuse and violence. Page has received an outpouring of support from stars like Miley Cyrus and companies like Netflix and MTV. Spotify has unveiled its most streamed artists of 2020, and this year the singer and rapper Bad Bunny has come in first. The Puerto Rican artist racked up more than 8.3 billion streams this year. He only sings in Spanish, and as Billboard puts it, this is a sign that Latin music is getting more and more popular worldwide. Billie Eilish was the most streamed female artist for the second year in a row, followed by Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande. Also, YouTube released its list of its top 10 trending videos from the year. A monologue by Dave Chappelle landed in the number one spot. Tonight is the 2020 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. The ceremony will include 50,000 multicolored lights, a Swarovski star, and a star-studded performance list with Kelly Clarkson, Dolly Parton, Leslie Odom Jr., Gwen Stefani, the Radio City Rockettes, and more. But of course, this year will not have all of the traditions. The in-person crowds will not be allowed. It's closed to the public due to COVID-19, but you can watch it all on NBC at 8 p.m. The tree will open to the public starting tomorrow, though viewers must stay 6 feet apart and stick to a 5-minute time limit to see the tree. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Ritual. If you've ever questioned what's really in your vitamin, or you just can't make it part of your routine because the ones you've tried kind of taste gross, you'll want to check out Ritual. Not only does Ritual use only a clean, vegan-certified, non-GMO, gluten- and allergen-free formula with no fillers, colorants, or shady additives, but it also uses key nutrients to help fill the gaps in your diet. I also appreciate that I've taken my Ritual multivitamins with or without food, and it does not upset my stomach. That's because they come in time-delayed capsules that are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. In fact, they're somehow even minty and fresh-tasting. So it's helped me really form the habit of taking these multivitamins every day. Plus, my vitamins are delivered right to my door each month with free shipping. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. Again, get 10% off during your first 3 months. Go to ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. And today we're talking about how companies are inventing holidays to get their employees to take time off. And this goes beyond just offering extra vacation days that employees may not actually take. For example, some companies have rolled out so-called recharge days. Those are made-up holidays that the company completely closes for, meaning everyone gets the day off. Another example happens at Indeed.com, which has given its 10,000 employees an extra day off once a month. Even Google is in on this. It added a holiday off in September just because. So why do this? Well, studies have shown workers are struggling during the pandemic. A global survey published in Harvard Business Review shows 2/3 of employees have reported higher stress levels in the first months of the pandemic, and more than half said they're emotionally exhausted. Meanwhile, the CDC did its own survey that says about 1/3 of U.S. adults are showing symptoms of anxiety or depression. But here's the thing. Many people still don't take time off because they're afraid of being punished. So companies have turned to made-up holidays to get them to take a break without guilt or fear and hopefully come back even more productive. And since everyone has the day off, it helps ensure no one feels like they're missing out on urgent work matters. That said, these invented holidays are still pretty rare and most common for now at tech firms. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.